After 3 hours of tense debate, the 47 countries in the Human Rights Council adopted the resolution, paving the way for an independent expert on protection against violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. They will join a roster of other external experts mandated by the Council to report and advise on areas of concern. Charles Radcliffe is Chief of Global Issues and Intergovernmental Affairs with the UN Human Rights Office.
This is a huge development. It means that for the very first time here at the United Nations, the UN Human Rights Council has appointed an investigator who is going to go out around the world and come back and report on the human rights situation of lesbian, gay, bi, trans people right around the world. That person will be able to take up individual allegations, take those up with governments. They'll be able to make country visits. They'll be able to put together really groundbreaking studies that expose this problem and put forward very concrete practical recommendations to governments and work with governments to put reforms in place.
The resolution was tabled by 6 Latin American countries: Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Uruguay. It was supported by activists around the globe. Jessica Stern is executive director of Outright Action International, which rallied more than 600 groups in 150 countries to call for the resolution. Her organization includes intersex people and those who identify as queer under the LGBT umbrella.
Frankly, it's very important to note the geographic diversity. Some of those states that are opposed to LGBTI people and actually encourage incitement to violence against LGBTI people try to say, you know, homosexuality is a Western phenomena or a product of colonial imposition. And of course, we know that's not factually accurate. We know that's just a political strategy being used to scapegoat local communities. And what this statement really makes very clear is that actually the majority of the support for this mandate is coming from communities in the global South that are saying, this is our priority for ourselves. We need more resources. We need more support so that we can tackle the root causes of homophobia and transphobia.
The past 5 years has seen much movement on LGBT issues, according to Mr. Radcliffe from the UN Human Rights Office. This includes appeals by the current UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, to decriminalize same-sex relationships, as well as efforts to support governments with overhauling laws.
Beyond all of the resolutions and the reports and the discussions that happen here at the UN, there's also been an important development, which is the launch of a big public education campaign. And that's because the UN knows you don't change the world just by changing laws. You have to change people's hearts and minds too. And so we have a campaign, the UN Free and Equal Campaign, launched in 2013, championed by Ban Ki-moon, led by the UN Human Rights Office, supported by celebrities around the world and done with the support of activists and communities on the ground, right around the world. And it's very rapidly become one of the most popular ever UN human rights campaigns.
Mr. Radcliffe urges people who want to stand against discrimination to visit the campaign's website, which is unfe.org. Deanne Penn, United Nations.